Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been to countless movies by myself. I've been to a few Padres games by myself. Mm-hmm. Never gone to a concert by myself ever. And I certainly haven't gone to one that was as huge as the one that producer Jessica went to on Sunday alone. As Jessica is still basking in Beyonce's glow from Sunday evening SoFi show. Am I wrong about any of that?
No, I went solo, and I'm telling you, I really enjoyed it. I'll do it again.
So what was the reason why you went alone? Is it that no one else could go with you? Did you purposely decide to go by yourself?
None of my friends that are my concert buddies are Beyonce fans, which is wild. And I have friends that are Beyonce fans, but they made plans with other friends, so I just was like left in the lurch by myself.
So when you're at the concert and you're alone, I mean, you're not talking to anybody, right? I mean, you're not high-fiving anybody. You're not having a drink with anybody. What are you doing?
I'm just enjoying the vibe, enjoying the music. I mean, you can't, who do you talk to during the show? I don't want to talk to people. I want to enjoy and have a good time. And
I get it. You don't want to sit and chatter with somebody. You're there to watch someone perform
right.
And sing your favorite songs. Got it.
It was so much fun, just the people watching alone.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was dressed in impeccably.
Okay.
So many crazy costumes.
Was there a single person who incorporated May the 4th day?
No.
May the 4th be with you. Not one?
No. So, see, I think you still missed your opportunity.
I'm good.
We discussed this on Friday. Jessica is a Star Wars freak. She was having a little bit of a dilemma thinking that I'm not going to be able to spend May the 4th Star Wars day with my family because I'll be by myself at Beyonce.
Yeah.
We suggested that she maybe go as Yoda or, I don't know, Jabba the Hutt. Somebody. I don't know. Anybody okay. Star Wars. Pick the hottest character okay. And go. I still think it would have been a way to stand out myself.
Sure, why not?
Clearly disagreed.
Yeah, I did not want to do that. I had a cute little outfit planned, and so that's what I wore. But everybody else looked so amazing. I saw somebody even went so far as to bring, you know, those like blow up costumes for Halloween?
Like a dinosaur?
Yeah.
They were a guy.
Like the sumo wrestler ones?
Okay. This one was one of those where it looks like he was riding a horse.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like a blow-up horse.
You're allowed to bring a blow-up costume to a Beyonce show?
Guess so. He was in the pit, so, you know, they had plenty of room around him.
You can't bring a certain size purse, but you can bring a blow-up horse.
I thought the same thing.
It's weird priorities.
I was worried that my clear plastic purse might not get all the way in because it was covered in a little spot.
Yeah.
But this guy can bring a horse in.
That's crazy. Well, now you know.
How long was the show, by the way?
3 hours.
That's a long day. You drove right home. You didn't stay the night.
No. I drove right home. It only took 2 hours to get home. And I had dinner with friends before. They had bought tickets on their own and were in a different section.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So it wasn't like I was alone the entire night.
Sure. Gotcha.
I did, you know, dance and party with my new friends, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, who were sitting next to me with their kids. They were adorable.
Well, your celebrity sightings have really been upped these last couple of weeks with Stagecoach and now hanging out with the Legends.
And the guy who was the blow-up horse.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about Hopalong. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a wonderful night was had by all. And Beyonce performed well?
It's just a whole different level of showmanship. And the show itself, the visuals were incredible. The best part of the entire night, though, was her daughter, Rumi, coming on stage.
Uh-huh.
She's been part of the show this time. And if you've seen any of the videos, the complete joy that is expressed on this little girl's face. At one point, her mom said, "Give it up for Rumi." And, of course, the whole place went crazy. And this little girl could not believe that people were screaming for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
It just, her whole face lit up and she just kept waving and it was such a beautiful moment. I cried. It was lovely.
The best part about you going to the show, producer Jessica, is we were without you yesterday and we didn't take the station off the air. So that's a big thumbs up.
Yeah, shocking. We were like, actually get things done.
No. We were proud of ourselves.
Glad you had a good time, Jess. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.